Les Davis, join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama nominates Ashton Carter for defense secretary, and the ICC prosecutor not giving up against Kenyatta. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated former Deputy Pentagon Chief Ashton Carter to become the next Secretary of Defense. Arup Pandey reports from the White House.
Whether fighting the Islamic State militant group in Iraq or ending the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan, President Obama said Friday the United States military faces no shortage of challenges as he named Ashton Carter to be the next defense secretary.
And Ash is going to be critical to all these efforts. When we talked about this job, we talked about how we're going to have to make smart choices precisely because there's so many challenges out there.
Carter would replace Chuck Hagel, who senior U.S. officials say was forced out as Pentagon chief due to concerns about his ability to take on the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Carter's nomination is expected to move swiftly through the U.S. Senate, where he's said to have the support of top Republicans. Arup Pandey, VOA News, the White House.
The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says she will continue collecting evidence against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, even though charges against him have been dropped. On Friday, Fatou Bensouda formally withdrew charges against humanity against Mr. Kenyatta, who is accused of masterminding deadly post-election violence in Kenya in 2007 and 2008. President Kenyatta reacted swiftly to Friday's announcement, saying he felt both excited and relieved by the news. This is VOA News. South Africans are marking Friday's one-year anniversary of the death of anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela. Friends and family of the revered leader, who died last year at the age of 95 after a long illness, gathered at Johannesburg's Freedom Park to lay wreaths at a statue of the late leader. Hundreds of thousands of people in the Philippines evacuated coastal villages and landslide-prone areas Friday, a day before a powerful typhoon is expected to hit the country. Simone Orndine has our story from Manila.
The State Weather Bureau says Typhoon Hagupit is now making its way to the eastern edge of the Philippines at 13 kilometers per hour. That is about one-third of the speed it traveled just 2 days ago. Hagupit is forecast to first hit eastern Samar province, and forecasters have revised expected storm surges upward to 4 to 5 meters. It is expected to cause landslides and produce heavy rainfall. Several flights to that part of the country have been canceled, and more than 2,000 ferry passengers are stranded with a hold order on sea travel. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
A new spacecraft that is intended to take U.S. astronauts back to the moon and beyond has returned from its test flight, splashing down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Baja California. After its 4.5-hour flight, Orion could be seen via its own cameras and video taken from an unmanned drone as it reentered Earth's atmosphere at a speed of 32,000 kilometers an hour. Its descent slowed by the end of three red and white striped parachutes. The Orion capsule, originally scheduled to lift off Thursday from Cape Canaveral Launch Complex in Florida, but a variety of problems led to a delay. For a third consecutive night Friday, thousands of protesters marched through cities across the United States against the recent killings of unarmed black men by white policemen. Hundreds marched up New York City's Fifth Avenue shopping district Friday. They entered an Apple computer store and the famed Macy's department store, waving signs saying "Black Lives Matter." Demonstrators staged a so-called die-in in the streets near the U.S. Capitol building in Washington before moving their protests downtown. Students walked out of classrooms in Denver, and marchers blocked a major street linking Miami with Miami Beach. Other marches held in Chicago, Boston, and New Orleans. A Sunni militant commander in Syria who has pledged allegiance to Islamic State has threatened to retaliate against Lebanese Shiites for the arrest of his wife and children in Lebanon. Abu Ali al-Shashani said in a video statement that Shiite women and children will be legitimate targets. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello again, my friend, and welcome. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. On this edition of the program, we'll mark what would have been the 63rd birthday of one of the most influential bassists in modern jazz, Jaco Pastorius. Not only will we hear the music that Jaco Pastorius created, he was a prolific composer as well as being a unique bass player who created, in essence, his own instrument so he could express himself uniquely. We'll also hear from four modern jazz bassists who'll give us their thoughts about Jaco. But let's begin this edition of Jazz America, in a way, just as we began last time, and that was to play the music of the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Now, last time on Jazz America, we began the show with a celebration of the birthday of Paul Desmond, the great alto saxophonist and composer who wrote the famous song, Take Five. And that's how we started Jazz America. Well, guess who else has a birthday on the 6th of December? Dave Brubeck, the boss of the quartet, would have been 94 years old on December 6th. And let's begin this edition of Jazz America with the song that used to be the theme song of my predecessor, playing jazz on Voice of America, Willis Conover. Each time he'd come on the air, he'd play Take the A-Train. Well, here's Dave Brubeck from his groundbreaking album from 1954, Jazz Goes to College, with his version of Take the A-Train, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. The great bassist Christian McBride, and what a terrific composer, too. That's his composition, Brother Mister, which is becoming quite the modern standard these days. That's from his album with his band, Inside Straight, an all-acoustic quartet, the album called Kind of Brown. Hope you enjoyed that from one of the new young masters of modern bass. Well, he's not so young anymore. He's been around for quite a while. And one of the most versatile, too. Equally adept at playing electric bass as well as playing acoustic bass. And the story with Jaco Pastorius is that he took an electric jazz bass, took the frets off of it so that he could play with a sliding style like an acoustic bassist. So that gave him his unique style of playing, and it certainly caught the attention of many bass players down through the years, including Christian McBride, who had this to say about Jaco Pastorius.
I want you to give me some thoughts about Jaco, because you talked about Weather Report, and they had some great bass players. Victor Bailey is just fine. But Jaco had a singular, unique voice, it seems to me, and I'd like to get some thoughts from you about him.
He was the Charlie Parker of the electric bass. I mean, before Jaco Pastorius, I mean, certainly in the world of jazz, nobody had ever made, no one had given the electric bass the credibility that it could have had until Jaco came along. I mean, some of the things that he did on the electric bass, it's very much like Charlie Parker. No saxophone player can ever play jazz now without having, you know, without some glimpse of Charlie Parker in his or her playing. It's just impossible. And that's how deep his innovation was. And same thing with Jaco. You cannot play the electric bass, particularly a fretless electric bass, and not hear Jaco in there somewhere. It's impossible.
Have you analyzed his touch and maybe drawn something from him like you've drawn from Ray Brown or Milt Hentschel?
Absolutely.
Something about his fingertips or something, his touch on the strings. I mean, what's
it up? It was very, Jaco has a very milky, creamy kind of sound on the instrument. And the way that you know is that you can hear other fretless electric bass players, and it just doesn't have the same kind of smoothness, the same sound. I mean, even when Jaco's playing really fast, and I think what made Jaco so much of an innovator was the fact that he was like a marksman. I mean, you can hear every single note like a bell. It's almost like Jaco, before he played the song, he wrote out what he was going to play. I mean, that's how articulate it is, you know. But I've always kind of, even on the acoustic bass, I mean, I always strive for that clarity, you know. I don't want anybody to ever guess what it is I'm trying to play, you know. I don't want anybody sitting there listening like, okay, well, by default, I think he played this. With Jaco and Ray Brown, all of my favorite players on any instrument are the ones who have that utmost clarity, you know, just articulate, you know, just master the instrument to the point where there are no questions asked.
And as I mentioned earlier, Jaco was also a prolific composer and wrote a number of songs for his own solo projects as well as for his band Weather Report with Joe Zawinul, Wayne Shorter, and others. And in our conversation, Christian McBride mentioned one of the songs that really stood out to him, the song Havona. So listen closely to the way Jaco plays the bass on this song from the album Heavy Weather on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
That was the late, great guitarist that we just lost not very long ago, Jim Hall, who would have been 84 years old on the 4th of December, joining with, appropriately enough, Christian McBride on the song written by Jim Hall titled Bent Blue from the album Jim Hall and Basses, a series of duets with various bass players including Charlie Hayden, Dave Holland, George Mraz, Scott Colley, and Christian McBride. Hope you enjoyed that, and we remember Jim Hall fondly. I've got more of our salute to Jaco Pastorius coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received, which reads as follows. Hello, Mr. Russ Davis. It has been a long time. How are you? The birthday of Jimmy Smith falls on the 8th of December, and I want you to play Night Train by Jimmy Smith for me and all my brothers and sisters in Ghana and Nigeria. Cheers, Kofi Barlow. Kofi Barlow has been a longtime Jazz America listener, and it's great to hear from you, Kofi, anytime you want to write, and I know you especially love the music of Jimmy Smith, and we remember him fondly. He was born in 1925 on the 8th of December. Now, let's get into the song that Kofi Barlow requested, Night Train, and what a great request this is. It's from an album titled Dynamic Duo. Jimmy Smith on the organ and Wes Montgomery on guitar. And it starts with a big band that includes the likes of Clark Terry, Phil Woods, and others. And the arrangement comes from the great Oliver Nelson. For you, Kofi Barlow, listening in Africa, here's Night Train from Jimmy Smith on VOA's Jazz America.
Has me in its spell, that old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine, the same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, the same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride, and down I go. Round and round I go, like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. Cause you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. Every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under that old black magic
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down and down I go, round and round and round I go, in a spin, love and a spin, and then under that old black magic called love, under that old black magic called love.
What a story is that behind the song that you just heard, that performance from 1962 and an album titled The White House Sessions Live 1962 featured Tony Bennett on the vocals and Dave Brubeck on the piano with the classic song That Old Black Magic. And here's the story. Our president at the time, John F. Kennedy, had put together a White House seminar, American Jazz Concert, and invited everyone to come for free to the Sylvan Theater at the base of the Washington Monument on the Mall in Washington. And if you ever come to Washington, you'll be walking on that mall and going to all the wonderful displays in the museums that are totally free all around there. And Tony Bennett was performing a set. Dave Brubeck and his quartet were performing a set. And then at the end, they decided to come together in an improvised, unrehearsed performance. And you just heard that performance. Now, they didn't get together again until the Newport Jazz Festival in 2009. Now, let's talk to one of the great bassists around today. He's been a member of the Yellow Jackets. He's worked on his own solo projects. He's produced a number of other projects as well, and been a sideman and a member of various bands over the years. One of the most active bassist composers, producers, and band leaders around, Jimmy Haslip of the Yellow Jackets, talks about Jaco Pastorius here on VOA's Jazz America.
I think it's a very important event in the history of music that we had in our presence a musician like Jaco Pastorius. He gave a lot to the instrument, the electric bass, but it goes well beyond that scope. I mean, obviously, as far as I'm concerned, he was probably the greatest electric bassist to live in this world, but his contribution to music as a whole is great. I think it's important for people to hear Jaco's music today. Because it, you know, this music was recorded in the 70s and the 80s, some in the 90s, I guess, you know, by other people. But there's a whole generation of musicians out there that I found are unaware of Jaco and his music. And I think the music is very important. It's just as important, I believe, as the music of Miles Davis or Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea. I mean, I can name a large group of modern jazz musicians that Jaco is definitely in that echelon, and he should definitely be recognized by this younger generation and generations to come.
Thank you, Jimmy Haslip. And now let's enjoy the depth of Jaco Pastorius's compositional skills. Not only was he a great master of jazz fusion, the blending of rock and jazz quite often was what you heard during the fusion era, but he also incorporated other styles of music. Case in point, a song that Joe Zawinul mentioned to me as one of his personal favorite Jaco compositions, The Beautiful Waltz, Three Views of a Secret, from Jaco's solo release, Word of Mouth. On Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Hi, this is Jimmy Haslip of the Yellow Jackets, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
Marcus Baylor, Jimmy Haslip, Russell Ferrante, Bob Vincent, we are the Yellow Jackets. Thank you.
The song entitled Bop Boy. The Yellow Jackets recorded live in Paris at the New Morning Jazz Club. More with Jaco Pastorius next hour on Jazz America. Stay tuned, won't you?